Our readings this morning, both in Deuteronomy and in Luke, encourage us to think about how we build our lives, how we put down the foundations for the life that God has for us. And the children have been learning about some of those foundations, about living as God wants us to live. And the lessons that the children have been learning are as relevant for us as they are for them. Learning to be people who love each other, even when that's not particularly easy. Learning to be people who do the right thing, even when the person that we're trying to do it with is trying to push us in a different direction. Learning to be people who live at peace, even when inside we're wanting to scream at the top of our voice and maybe just maybe give somebody a shake. God encourages us to be people who live at peace. And in our reading in the New Testament, we learn about two people who acted very differently. And I wonder if somebody could maybe give me a hand. Finley, could you come and give me a wee hand? I want you to build me a house. You've got 30 seconds to build this house using the materials that have been provided. These are very high class building materials that Finley has been provided with. Oh dear. Do you think that's going to be very safe and secure, that house? What do you think? So if the flood comes up, oh dear. Because you see, Finley, you had nothing to build it on the bottom. Fraser, come out you come. Build me a house. Fraser's a bit of an engineer. This could be quite a... Remember, it has to have good foundations. This is looking stronger, I think. He's working it all out here, what he has to do. And you had asked the right man for this job. This looks much more strong and secure. That's much better, but it's still very easy to knock down. It looks much more strong and secure. And we've been learning, as you have been learning, about building strong foundations. And as a church, we're trying to build strong foundations, not just for our children, but for ourselves. Things happen in life that maybe gave us a bit of a knock. Maybe somebody close to us has an illness that we didn't expect. Maybe someone close to us has passed away. Maybe we're waiting for exam results and we're not sure how the future is going to hold for us. But if we've built our foundations on the Word of God, on God's teaching, then whatever comes at us, whatever floods come, then we are secure. And here in St. John's, we are building strong foundations for ourselves and for our children. And I want to demonstrate this with another tower. Now, I haven't told any of these people that they're coming to help me. Andrew, Glenn, James, Moira Elliott. Because you see, we're all part of building these foundations for our children. And so, Glenn, I would like you to get down on your hands and knees here. Just like I'll demonstrate. Just like this. Down you go. Your back's strong enough, yes. Andrew, can you get down beside him? Moira, come at this side. James, you go at this side. Down like that. Together. You'll need to lock your heads, look. You need to be strong and secure. Fraser, I need your help. Okay. No, on your knees. Hands, knees on there, hands on there. Okay, like that, knees on there. No, you need to go like this, like that. On your knees so you can hold somebody else. No, that way, or it'll not be strafe, okay? Finley, Joanne, out you come. Right, Fraser, you need to go down, Fraser, though, because you need to be down like... Right, Joanne, up here. Up you go. It's only your brother. Right, down, down. Right, Finley, in you come. Over here. Okay, that way. Okay. Olivia. Out you come. Elise, out you come. Right, Joanne, Finley, this is you. Okay. Are you going to lift Elise? You lift Olivia up. Elise. Onto there. Stand up. Stand up on there. Okay. Stand up. There you go. Hold on to Olivia's hand. Hold Olivia's hand. Because you see, together, we are building a family of God, from the youngest to the oldest, and we're building the foundations for these children and young people. And when they're your age, they'll be building the foundations, we hope and pray, for the next generation of the family of God here in St. John's. So be encouraged. No matter what life throws at us, we have the foundations to sustain it. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Karen and the builders. Together we can build St. John's. Together we can build the kingdom of Christ.